Peace and blessings, love and service, everyone. Want to thank everybody for chiming in, tuning in, whether it's through your podcast mediums, Apple, or whether it's through Facebook. I think I'm going to post this on Facebook in a lot of different places and a lot of different platforms, because I think that, you know, some of these issues, a lot of these issues, and especially when it is relative to the Black man, when it is relative to lifestyle recovery, when it is relative to restorative or applying restorative practices, you know, this is the place where you can tune in. And again, this is Wise Words of Wisdoms with Manu Lewis. And if you go on the actual Anchor podcast platform, you can see where I have changed the name to the 3D Restorative Solutions, which is something I really want to get deep down into. And I know in the last couple podcasts, we was talking about setting up or positioning ourselves for 2021. And one, and I'm going to name this particular podcast, you know, just really basically Black men rethinking security. Yes, and, right? And, you know, I know in the last episode, we was really talking about mental capacity and how we're able to, you know, deal with some of our issues as far as some of our personal issues that's relative to our immediate history, some of the trauma that we may have occurred through our lifetime that may have not been addressed, right? That may cause us to, you know, deal with things a little differently or from a place of being unhealthy with that dealing. So, you know, and in this day and time when, you know, we're really focusing not only on our mental health, but we also have to keep in mind that we have this physical health that we must be very mindful of. And especially as men, and Black men in particular, you know, we do inherit a lot of this generational issues, you know, when it comes to, you know, diet and, you know, just generational illnesses that have been passed down based on lifestyles, right? Even with, you know, balding and, you know, physical, you know, some people don't like to eat some things, right? And it's because, you know, it probably was never fed to them. You know, if you really don't like to eat green things or green leafy things, and you know, you might grow up with a deficiency, right? So it's just being conscious of that, because of a surety as men and having a role to play in not only in our family structure, but also in our community. You know what I'm saying? We really, really must be mindful of how we show up, right? How we show up even when we wake up, you know what I mean? You know, it's how you show up with the person who you wake up with, or the family or the household that you wake up within, right? It's how your mindset shows up, and even if you stub your toe, you know, how you gonna carry on with that day. So, you know, the mindset is very, very much vital to how we show up, but also our physical. Right. And when we talk about security and being secure and securing our family and even securing the base, you know, securing that wealth, securing them finances. Right. How does that look? Right. So when I say rethinking security, yes. And, you know, I'm an advocate of individuals, even though I may have a background and in some places and spaces, I may not be able to, you know, have a firearm, a registered firearm in my name because of my historical background. And I have to check on that. And individuals should check on that in their communities, wherever they at, you know, check and see if the time limit is up on, you know, what type of background you have and if there is a time limit on it, because I do believe that individuals, especially Black men, should rethink what security is, how we are able to secure ourselves, you know, and be efficient at it. You know what I'm saying? Not just having one, but being able to practice, you know, with, if you want to take the firearm route, you know, being able to practice with that and knowing the do's and don'ts and, you know, being ready, able to protect yourself in that fashion. But, you know, there's other levels of protection, right? There's that nonviolent peace force training that I went through. And I advocate for individuals to look out, you know, go on the web and pull them up. It's nonviolent peace force, right? They do this globally, right? And war-torn countries actually go in without weapons and develop and implement strategies to come up with safe communities, safe environments to protect the people, right? So with the ideology of how do we protect our communities without guns, that goes into a mentality, that goes into a spirit, that goes into a philosophy on how we think and how we're actually forming relationships with individuals, how we're communicating, right? How we're knowing what the threats could be. And when you see signs and symbols of them, being able to adjust, right? And every method is going to be individualized based on who's doing what, when, and where, right? So, you know, when it comes to how we as men show up and rethinking security, you know, that whole mental piece is the framework of it, right? Is if we have an understanding that our role as protectors is a security piece, not just a financial security, but a physical security piece for our families, then there's some things that we got to do, right? We can't just chill and just think because I got hands or something that I'm the protector, right? Got to have more than hands, man, right? Even on the emotional side, right? If you're emotionally unbalanced or somebody can provoke you emotionally, you know, easily, then you're not going to be really good on security because you'll always be able to be knocked off your post just in your mind, right? Somebody can say something to you, thrown off, you're lost focus, you know, and you lose, right? So not only is your mental capacity, you know, do you have to really focus on how you're thinking about what you're thinking about, right? Not only do you have to mentally take into consideration other individuals, you know, like your spouse, like your woman, like your kids, right? Their needs, their personalities, right? What they do, how they do it, right? And be able to, you know, from a mental standpoint, know who you working with and how you need to work with them, right? But also from an emotional standpoint, because those same individuals who you may call yourself being in the protector of, if there's some emotional back and forth there, then, you know, if you as a protector aren't aware of that or aware of your emotional distractions or being distracted emotionally, right, then even from a place of being secure in your emotions, you lose, right? Your family loses. Because if you get emotionally thrown off and get into it and, you know, your woman, she won't listen to you telling her what to do and you keep telling her and she won't do it. Now you get emotionally thrown off because you're unable to switch the conversation up to provide her the same information in a way that she can understand it and digest it and actually work with it. So you ain't got emotionally thrown off and you ain't thrown in the towel. Now your family's insecure. Right? So as men, rethinking security is more than just arming ourselves. yes, and, right? We must not forget the and, because there's a mental part and there's an emotional part to being or playing that role, right? So with the mental, with the emotional, there also comes a spiritual part to it, right? Because when we talk about security, man, it just ain't, you know, showing up with your face all twisted up, you know what I'm saying? Your hands folded up, you know, and you in charge. And, you know, that's not really security. That's not even good customer service. If you're trying to provide a service to the customer, you know what I'm saying? You got to check your customer service techniques, right? You ain't necessarily got to put on a smile, but, you know, you got to show your presence with a sense of spirit, right? That spirit, if that spirit is one of, let's see how to put this. Assumed authority. If that the spirit is one of assumed authority, then that spirit may not be welcomed, right? So to be a person securing or being a person of authority or being a person that is protecting, you know, we have to be very conscious of the spirit that we show up in and how we show up with it, right? Because we may think that we're doing somebody a service, but really we just, you know, stroking our own ego, unless we get to know the individuals that we working with. And you know what I'm saying? That's not a bad thing, because, you know, getting to know the people that you're working with and working around can give you insight on what it is that, you know what I'm saying, how you really can move, right? How you can really be that security, how you really be that protector, right? Because if you don't know that your woman has security or insecurity issues, how those may have, you know what I'm saying, like getting into the weeds of the conversation of how those may have came about, or, you know what I'm saying, their perception of, and kind of working through that process of understanding that place and healing from that place, right? To be able to communicate in a healthy fashion about that place, right? Then you'll be able to know that she never wants to walk in front of you, right? And when a woman has insecurity issues about being taken advantage of, you never want to put her in a position where she feels insecure, because guess what? She's going to shut down and you ain't the one. So now you got a problem, right? Now the problem doesn't stem to the point, this is just hypothetical, you know, but the problem doesn't stem to the point where when y'all walking, she always a couple steps ahead of you, because she really protecting herself. She can't depend on you. She's never going to like be one step up, you know what I'm saying? Like off to your side, like right there, she going to be in a mindset where everything, she got to see everything in front of her. She doesn't have any options but to. And same way with like walking down the street. I seen a young man, and I'm often looking out of the window. I seen a young man walking with down the sidewalk and had the young lady on the outside. So she was closer toward the street, and I was just shaking my head. She wasn't secure in your company as y'all went down the street. So these are some of the things that, you know, even in our mindset and our emotions, that we have to check and see if we're in a good, healthy space so that we can play that position and play that role, because of a surety, not only do we need to be protected, but we also need to update and upgrade how we protect our families, how we protect our women, how we protect our children, right? Because even in rethinking how we show up after realizing that we have been engaging in, some of us, in a lifestyle that is so destructive that, you know, we just thought it was normal, after we make that choice and see that it was so bad and so awful and didn't benefit not even the people who are assimilating it now, then we make a change. But in making that change, we have to understand that that change is an internal as well as an external change. We talk about lifestyle recovery, right? And we talk about restoring values in individuals or in concepts or in mindsets that didn't necessarily value a lot of other people. Right. So in this spiritual realm of being a protector, right, we have to protect our spirit. We have to protect the people that we go around. We have to protect what we engage ourselves in. And if it affects our spirit, if it challenges us or makes our spirit kind of conflicted to where it's gray and hazy, then those are the things that we need to stay away from. We're still talking about a lifestyle recovery. We're still talking about lifestyle focus. Right. So in these wise words of wisdoms, you know, and in these conversations, right, the concept of restorative solutions is mandatory. Right. The thought process of creating solutions that will restore our humanity, restore peace, restore our health, restore our families, right? Oh, wow, that was unfortunate. You know, and restore the good things that we want to see done, right? Because of a surety, you know, it's the things, you know, going back to the old normal, man, that didn't benefit everybody, right? You know, how things were didn't benefit everybody, especially, you know, Black men. Black families, right? Brown families, right? So what is it that we're going to do as individuals, right? Whether you're Black or white or identify yourselves by your nationality or, you know, your culture or however you identify yourself, we all have a role to play in how our society, how our communities work and operate. Right. No one is exempt, because whether you paying rent or mortgage or where you stay at, or if you are homeless, you do show up in some sort of capacity. Right. Everybody has different biases. Right. Based on our own history. Right. And to tap into those biases, the way you see things based on your historical context or understanding, is going to be your biases, how you see stuff, right? How you've been shown what you have invested in as far as attitude, beliefs, and behaviors, you know? And your spirit has a role to play. And again, in rethinking security, you cannot remove your spirit from that endeavor. I beg individuals to put your spirit into it, because your spirit cannot be in conflict with what you're doing, whether you're doing it from a mental place, emotional place, you know, if you're doing it from a money, a financial place, you know, and you know, that's also important about our security or being secure, or providing security, right? Or being that one that makes sure things are secured so that they can operate correctly, right? Is our finances. Right. Is our income and our outgo. Right. How we look in our relationship with money. Right. Everybody don't have a good relationship with money. Right. I remember my relationship with money used to be easy come, easy go, because that was the mentality. That was the lifestyle. Right. The more money you get, the more stuff you got to get to make it look like you got money. And then you got to go get some more money. Right. And then you got to take some money and go get some, and then flip that and do try to make a chance. Yeah, oh, man, it gets hectic in the game. But even in the legitimate game, right, for the individuals who, you know, they providing a service, or, you know, they got something to sell, or, you know what I'm saying, they building, or they got, you know, they got their own business or anything like that. It's investing in the business, right, investing in yourself, right. And being able to get get what you're doing out, or promoted, or actually doing the work, you know, you got to invest in yourself. So, you know, you just can't spend money frivolously, right? even to protect yourself, man. You know, you know everything costs something, right? So you got to have some income coming in just to be able to, if you wanted to, you know, get your firearm or whatever that costs. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily want to get one, you know what I'm saying, off the street and try to register. That's not a good thing. So, you know, just being having a healthy mindset of your finances, right? And it's not just securing your finances, but it's also about building wealth, right? Because it's not just about you, you know? So I'm coming back to, and I really want to focus on that physical part of security, and I don't want to get too deep because I know I was going toward that money, man. And, you know, we started talking about that money, man, things get funny, man. But I wanted to come back to the physical, you know, how we're eating, our dietary habits, right? How we, you know, really, you know, drinking water, right? Our water consumption, right? And even our juices, right? You know, that's very important to our physical because, you know, man, you can't show up and protect nothing, man. You ain't healthy. You ain't eating right. You know, you got the little bubble gut, so your stomach got a little echo in it, man. It ain't going to be, you ain't always going to be ready. So, you know, even if you're not really a cooker, you know, and your spouse, your wife, or your queen or whatever is a cooker, man, you got to make sure that, you know, that you're looking for the best nutritional, you know, habits to practice, right? You know, and exercise is very important, right? Exercise is very important in being, you know, thinking or rethinking security because, yeah, we want to be physically fit for if anything, you know, really get on, you know, and we got to exert ourselves physically, you know, so, you know, we have to keep this in mind, and especially as Black men. You know, we suffer from a lot of things, but it's a lot of things that we can do naturally, right? And one of the best things that we can do naturally is stop doing all the unnatural things, right? That may take us off our post, right? So when we talk about that physical, and I know I'm gonna keep this down to a little 30-minute thing, because I wanna get back to this. You know, we're still moving forward into 2021, and these are one of the things that we really need to focus on in our communities, you know, in our families, and as individuals. No matter what you identify as, best believe if you consider yourself to be a human being, or kind of mankind, you know, we do have a role to play in what's going on, right? So in moving forward or setting up or envisioning a better year next year, these are some of the things that I'm advocating for, right? These are some of the wise words of wisdoms that I'm dishing out for individuals to not only embody or create conversations within their group, but try to practice some of this stuff, right? Think about how we're showing up in our mental, in our emotional, right? And how is our spiritual, right? As protectors, as men, as Black men, what is it that we're doing that we need to do? What is it that we're not doing that we need to do more of that would get us to a place where not only we are thinking and operating and showing up in healthier fashions, but we are also protecting our women and protecting our babies, right? So that our future can be brighter, so that we can thrive, so we can start to think along the lines of creating sustainable wealth, right? We don't necessarily have to be stuck in a mindset of struggling all the time just because the system was kind of designed that way. There is a way out. The best way out of a struggle is self-actualization, actually identifying what your talents, abilities, gifts, and your skills are, and actually investing in those, right? And knowing that you can, right? So again, I want to thank you all. Thank you to the supporters. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in to the Wise Words of Wisdom on this episode, you know, of Rethinking Security. Yes, and, right? So you can share this along your platforms. It's on podcasts. It's on Spotify. These podcasts are also shared on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and I also put it in a couple groups. And I will also be putting, and I'm trying to get together a support package, right? Sponsorship package, so I could bring in some, do some collaborations and some partnerships with some individuals, because I really know that, you know, and I got to beef up, you know, my content, right? So, you know, I really feed off of individuals, you know, commenting and sharing. So please comment and share. And you can also go to my Facebook page, which is either Man You Can. It is the Wise Words of Wisdom Facebook page, or Man You Lewis. That's my personal page, right? You can go to my website at manulewis.me. That's manulewis.me. You can go on my website and see other things that's going on. But again, as Black men, we do need to invest our time and our energies into rethinking security. Yes, and let's not be closed-minded to it, but let's open up our minds to knowing that the solutions to our issues are within us, is within how we see each other, is within how we show up around each other. It's in how we protect and how we communicate with our families, with our loved ones, with our spouses, with our children, right? It's how we invest our time in us. So I will close this episode out. Peace and blessings, love and service. Be safe. Mask up. Mask up. Put your mask on. You know, your hand sanitizers, but if you're going to be out and about, because people have almost tried to get back to a new normal or the same normal, please find out where you can get some masks, get your mask, right? Even if you get the disposable ones, I always have one on and keep two in my pocket just in case, right? So thank you for tuning in. Peace and blessings, love and service. Be safe. Ha ha ha.